WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear, and we're at 50 degrees. We look for a chance for some patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, skies will be sunny. We'll have a high near 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news. Authorities in Montgomery County report a Red Oak man was arrested Saturday night. 26-year-old Juan Eugenio Rodriguez Lopez was taken into custody by sheriff's deputies at around 11:40 p.m. on a charge of interference with official acts. Rodriguez Lopez was arrested following an incident at the 2400 block of North 8th Street in Red Oak. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. The sheriff's office was assisted by the Red Oak Police Department. Authorities in Clarinda Friday report the escape that same morning of an inmate from the Clarinda Correctional Facility. 38-year-old Rodney Eugene Long escaped over the recreation yard fence sometime between 4:10 a.m. and 7 a.m. Long is a white male, 5 feet 9 inches tall, about 144 pounds. He has brown hair and brown eyes. He also has tattoos on his right and left wrists. Long was last seen wearing blue jeans, a gray t-shirt, and white tennis shoes. He may possibly be carrying a backpack that was fashioned out of laundry. Emergency procedures and notifications, including local, county, and state law enforcement agencies, were implemented once the escape was discovered. Clarinda Correctional Facility security personnel were assisted with authorities in the area search. It's not known if Long is on foot or if he's been picked up by another party. Long was serving a 5-year sentence out of Appanoose County for third-degree burglary. His sentence began March 15th, following a probation revocation. Long was transferred to Clarinda on April 30th. If you see Rodney Eugene Long, a picture of him is on our website under this same story. You are not to approach him. Instead, call your local law enforcement agency immediately or 911. Officials of the Connections Area Agency on Aging in Council Bluffs say the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service has awarded the Iowa Department of Human Services funding to develop a state and supporting a new payment and health care delivery model. Plans must improve health care, lower costs for citizens through a sustainable model of multi-pay or payment and delivery reform, and must be dedicated to delivering the right care at the right time in the right setting. Even though Iowa has been ranked in the top 5 for quality and effective health care, the SIM grant, as it's known, will help to further improve the quality of care provided to patients while encouraging personal health and well-being, along with ensuring adequate workforce to deliver the services needed. The plan will take place over the next 3 years. Additionally, the department is working on the new Iowa Health and Wellness Plan that addresses health care needs of Iowans with incomes up to and including 133% of the federal poverty level that are otherwise not covered by Medicaid. The new coverage group will start receiving their benefits on January 1st, 2014. As part of the process for SIM and the new Iowa Health and Wellness Plan, community forums will be held to discuss the grant opportunity and ask for local input. Connections Area Agency on Aging will host a community forum on Tuesday, August 27th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs in the Student Life Center Reaver Room. Speakers in the event include Iowa Medicaid Director Jennifer Vermeer and Iowa Department of Human Services Director Chuck Palmer. Connections encourages participation from all the counties in their service area, which includes Adair, Adams, Cass, Cherokee, Clark, Decatur, Harrison, Ida, Mills, Montgomery, Monona, Page, Pottawatomie, Ringgold, Shelby, Taylor, and Union, along with Woodbury counties here in western Iowa. If you'd like more information, you can call Kelly Butts at area code 712-328-2540, extension 1013, or 800-432-9209, extension 1013. After more than 17 years on the east bank of the Missouri River, the Canesville Queen Riverboat has been sent downriver on its final voyage. The gambling boat had sat at Harris Casino in Council Bluffs and welcomed gamblers and other customers since it opened on January 1st of 1996. The boat's top two decks will be removed at Jefferson City, Missouri, and then it will head to Dubuque for scrapping. Iowa initially required state-licensed casinos to locate on boats, but changed the law in 2007 to let gambling centers operate fully on shore. The casino moved into a new space on land in Council Bluffs after an $8 million remodel of an existing convention center. Officials held a groundbreaking ceremony Friday for the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in downtown Sioux City. Bill Warner is with the Sioux City Entertainment, which is building the facility to replace the Riverboat Casino.
You know, each month that passes, you're going to see a lot of change happen on the site. You're going to hear us talk a lot about the project. You know, we're going to deliver on the promises that we've made through the RFP process and really look forward to building a project that you guys can be proud of.
Warner also thanked those who supported their concept over the others that were proposed.
We did our best to put forward a project that we thought was the best project for Sioux City, but without the people who wrote letters, made phone calls, got on Facebook and showed support, we wouldn't be standing here today. And I truly believe in my heart that the effort of the people of Sioux City are what really brought this to fruition.
The $120 million casino and hotel is slated to open sometime in the summer of 2014. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Warren Jacobson, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Warren Jacobson will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Darlene Peterson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Darlene Peterson will be today at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Warner, age 95, of Avoca, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Helen Warner will be today at 11 a.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marvin Butch Peterson, age 76, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Butch Peterson will be today at 2:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Michael Lee, age 55, of Denison, died Thursday in Omaha. Graveside services for Michael Lee will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Shelby Cemetery in Shelby. Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Leon Hansen, age 75, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Leon Hansen will be on Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mavis Moore, age 90, of Red Oak, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Mavis Morey will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. And Vernon Roach, age 70, of rural Greenfield, died Thursday. Services for Vernon Roach are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements this morning on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.